This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, we bring to you Tim Hardaway Jr. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. You guys caught me a couple hours before I started getting my day going to go and work out.
What time do you normally get going then? And does that mean you stay up until like 3 a.m. every night?
No. I mean, during the weekdays, probably basketball work, probably like around either 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., depending on the schedule for my trainer. And then I got lifting and stuff every day at 1 p.m.
Now, we're just starting this out, but let's just go ahead and knock it out. And it would really be helpful if you could just tell us the answer to this question. Are you planning on opting into your contract or not?
I knew I was going to ask that, right? I knew that. I went to bed knowing that that was going to be a question I had to answer. The goal for me is, yes, to return as a Dallas Maverick. That's the goal. And everybody knows how much I love Dallas, how much I want to be a part of the organization, how much I built those relationships with those guys and you know, people around the Dallas community. So, yes, that is the plan, and hopefully the plan goes accordingly. Just have to talk with my agent and let him figure all that out. And we will have that answer when the time comes, but you guys know where my heart is at.
Well, Tim, here's maybe an easier question, but also a tougher question. I saw a picture with your shirt off, and you just talked about working out. How can I take my shirt off and look like you?
I've been working out probably, I only took like a 2.5-3 week break after the season, just to get my mind and body some rest. And, I got right back into the weight room and the gym. So, it's just been continued work, and it's just having that taste of being in the playoffs with a new team and a new organization and not being able to get there for the last 2 years since leaving Atlanta. So I was just happy and excited just to get back in the gym and get ready to get back to that get back to the playoffs.
You talk about getting your mind right again, and I do. You know, we heard a lot about the bubble life and what it was all about, but can you kind of explain what it kind of did to your mind while you were there? Because, I mean, you're around friends and teammates, but obviously it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing I could take away from that bubble is the guys we all hang out with one another off the court, all of us. And that bubble, it really didn't, I think, affect us as much, just because we all hang out so much off the court, whether it's going to dinner, whether it's we're on the road, and we all say, hey, let's go to a movie and watch movies and stuff, go to a theater. Or if we're even on the road and we want to go to a restaurant. I mean, I think we went out to eat every road trip. I think we had something. And even if after games at home, we'll go and eat. So I think it was just – it was easier for us if you were to ask which team had the most fun, you know, off the court in the bubble. I think our team would be brought up a lot. So – it was fun, you know. It was great. A lot of storytelling, a lot of talking, and a lot of just building that off the court chemistry.
If your team had the most fun, surely the team that had the least fun spending time together was the Clippers, right?
I'm not even going to get into that. they're in a whole different hotel than we were, so
smart.
I have no comment.
That's a smart answer. That's a smart answer.
Well, Tim, when it comes to now the expectations of the Dallas Mavericks going forward, I'm sure you guys have the expectation of you want to go further in the playoffs and win a championship sooner than later. And one thing that stays the same in basketball is you have to play defense to win a championship. Different styles of offense can win a championship, but if you don't play defense, you really can't win a championship. How much are you and your team going to concentrate on becoming a better defensive team to go further in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that'll be the number one priority moving forward, because we know we can get there with our offensive abilities. But defensively, you know, that's where games and are won. So, I mean, we know we were missing some pieces in KP, Dwight Powell. You know, those guys are our anchors in behind us. While we're on defense, and they help us guards and everybody be a little bit more aggressive while we're there, because we know that they could protect the rim, and so Maxi Kleber and Willie Cauley-Stein and so on and so forth. List goes on. So we knew we had a lot of guys that we were shorthanded with, and especially bigs in a sense. So I know moving forward we will have a lot of those guys back, have everybody back, hopefully, and that end will take care of itself.
You know, when we watch stuff on YouTube, whoever it is, LeBron James, or, I mean, tons of NBA players will show some of their workouts, and a lot of it is ball handling and shooting offensive stuff. How much in your workouts do you work individually on your defense?
Defensively, I think that will come with you playing in, like, open gyms and when you're working out, probably like with strength and conditioning, more so with your strength coach, when you're doing band slides around cones and sprint work to get back on defense. And then you just carry that over to when you're playing open gym, open runs, or have one-on-ones, two-on-twos. I think when you're playing one-on-ones, I think that will help out tremendously, just because you're playing against a guy that you have no idea what they're going to do and you have unlimited dribbling. So, basically play king of the court, go out there, work on your individual defense, get aggressive, see what you need to work on your tendencies and know your strengths and weaknesses. And if you have weaknesses, then work on those even more so you can improve.
Talking with Dallas Mavericks elite three-point assassin Tim Hardaway Jr. on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
I like that.
I wanted to go back to what you were talking about with the bigs, and I know this is difficult to do, but do you think that if this team just brings back, you know, the same group that y'all had and kind of moves forward with that y'all can take it to the next level, or does the team need some additional pieces?
I mean, I'm confident with the guys that we had. I'm never going to, you know, the team that we had assembled this season, I mean, we started out tremendous. And for the age group, for the age that we all had, like the age group of people we had on our team and how everybody was just starting to come together. Going into All-Star and, you know, and the loss of Dwight Powell, I think, really hurt us in that sense. But, you know, in this game, in this league, it's always next man up. And the guys that filled in for him, they did a tremendous job and what they were able to do and their abilities. So I'm happy with the guys that we've had, but that's not my say. You know, that's the front office say, and I could just leave it at that.
If we had you on the Zoom, we could just start throwing out names, and you could give us a thumbs up or thumbs down, and nobody would know. We probably won't do that, Bradley Beal. But anyways, so I get that it's exciting to be on a team that is clearly coming up in the world – How do you make sure that you don't get complacent and just go, well, we're obviously getting better and we're going to continue to get better? Like, how do you make sure that that mindset doesn't set in with anybody?
Well, I think after the season was over, I'm pretty sure everybody has, you know, got a big chip on their shoulder. And being able to play against, you know, the Clippers was a blessing, to be honest with you, because I think it really showed where we had, where we needed to go to be a team where we can advance and keep moving forward. And I think everybody saw how physical and how demanding of a series, you know, that was, just to try to grind out and get a win. So I think everybody has a chip on their shoulder now, and they're ready to go to, you know, to make sure we get to that, to get back to where we were, and but not only get there, but to move on and go to next round after that, and hopefully compete for a championship.
Well, Tim Hardaway Jr. joining us right now. And Tim, me and you have something in common that you're not going to know about, because I was a nobody and my dad barely made it to the major leagues. But you are the first ever son of a former Dallas Maverick. I'm the first ever son of a Texas Ranger to play for the Texas Rangers. So it's really cool that I've always wanted to interview you, just because I'm like, we have something in common, even though Hardaway, way better combination than Bassick and Bassick. But the one thing that we have in common is we have a father who was able to prepare us for our dream, our goal to get to the NBA, get to the major leagues and play. And one of the things that my dad taught me was how to prepare for a season. And I'm sure that your father has been an influence on how to prepare for a season. But for a pitcher, there are certain things that we need to do to be ready for spring training, to make sure that we don't overwork and to make sure we're not underprepared for spring training. I'm wondering, in this weird off season where you don't even know a start time yet, how are you preparing that you're not overworked but also not underprepared for the upcoming season?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I think most importantly, it's better to be safe than sorry. And for me, the more you work, the more you get your hours in, I think you will be ahead of the game. And just for me, preparation is very, very big. And just being brought up in my family with my dad playing, it was always work. It's times where he has to tell me to just calm down and relax and, take some time off. But, I'm like, Dad, you've never been in the G League. You've never been down to the G League. you never been in that situation where you go down there and you don't know if you're going to come back or you're not going to play. So for me, it's more so of just like, continue to work each and every day, get your hours in. Your trainers and your basketball trainer, your strength coach that you work out with, they'll understand and see where your body is, and they'll let you know if you need a couple of days here or a week or so here. And that's why I trust these guys who I work out with down here. So I trust them, and the ball's in their hands, and I'm just going to continue to work. And you know, you never know. The season might start in January. The season might start in February. I just know that I'll be ready. And that's I'd rather live with that than be sorry.
Now, since we were talking about your dad for just a second, we were kicking around when LeBron said, I want my damn respect. We were talking about who, like, in the different sports we feel like doesn't get respect. We talk about Dominique Wilkins in terms of, like, really what they contributed to the game. Do you feel like people respect what your dad contributed to the game enough? I know some people do, but I feel like more people need to know.
I think they do. I mean, I can't go to any city without someone saying your dad had the best killer crossover ever. But I don't know if there's a day that goes by that someone has not said that, especially living back at home in off season in Miami. You see Hardaway jersey still being worn, and it's just a really, really cool thing, you know, just to witness and see. I was so young when my dad was playing, so I really, really didn't like get that feel like how if it was a LeBron James son. So, and he's old enough to see his dad, his work, you know, see what he's been able to do. I was still 7 years old when my dad was with the Heat and really starting to do his thing. So I really couldn't comprehend like that. But, yeah, I think he gets the respect he deserves. It's just the higher authority needs to see that because it's been too long for him not to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. So that's a conversation for another day.
All right.
All right, so we'll have you back again is what I just heard.
We'll have a weekly.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
In the meantime, I know you're also doing some stuff with DraftKings, and you've teamed up with them for Daily Fantasy Football. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, DraftKings.com?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to them, the DraftKings. You know, I'm one of the rainmakers, you know, for this week six for the NFL season. So it's just a way of fans just to be able to get involved, to win prizes, and a shot at $1 million. To be honest with you, I think it's cool. I think it's fun. I have nothing else to really do. I mean, I watch NFL a lot. I'm a college football guy, but I do watch a lot of NFL, and Tom Brady, obviously my favorite player, you know, Michigan man. So I try to make sure I catch all his games, but yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's a cool thing, and also it's, I'm challenging the other rainmakers who I'm playing against, Joakim Noah and Nick Young, Swaggy P. So whoever is the winner of that this weekend, you know, gets to win $10K, and the donations of the $10K goes to a charity that the winner gets to choose. So,
You know,
it's going for a great cause as well. So I'm happy and I'm excited to be able to do this.
I don't know any better, but it seems like Swaggy P would be the one to talk the most trash if he
wins. Joakim Noah.
Okay.
With that shot.
Sure. I was a teammate with Joe for a little bit in New York. So, and he's from New York. He's from Hell's Kitchen. So I kind of know what Joe. You know, he talks trash and gets under people's skin. So I'm ready for him.
DraftKings.com if you want to get involved, play fantasy football against Tim Hardaway Jr. In the meantime, do you want us to text you some long-term contract numbers and proposals, reading between the lines for the very beginning?
Oh, no, I'm cool. I think, you know what? You know what? Anything helps, you know?
Great!
Anything helps.
We're on it, man. Thank you so much, and we appreciate everything that you did for the team and your devotion and desire to be back in Dallas. We are very much looking forward to it. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. You know, it's a pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.